This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the 9 o'clock hour, the last hour for this week. As you can tell, this is Paul's youngest son speaking to you. My father will be back next week. He's just got a little bit of laryngitis left in him, and we thought it'd be better for him to rest today instead of be talking a little bit. So he'll be back. Don't fret. Anybody who's been calling and leaving messages, he's going to get back to you. We're hoping Monday. We just want to give him one more full day of rest with his voice, and then maybe back or Tuesday. So we'll do everything we can to get back to you. So, you know, if you want, you can go to the website. Take a look there, get some information about his Christmas wreaths that he's been doing. Take a look at the newsletters. That's what I seem to do a lot every time I come on here, look at some old stuff. So it's pretty cool. But going into this 9 o'clock hour, we are joined by CN from Wild Delight. We're going to talk about a few different things. It's pretty cool information that we're going to get here. We were talking between the break about what we're going to speak about. I'm pretty excited about it. So CN, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going great. How about you?
Pretty good here. You know, I'm up a little bit earlier today, but that's all right. I'm enjoying my time on the show, so you know, get to hang out with you on here. So that's a pretty good time too. So, tell me a little bit about Wild Delight. Tell me about the company itself.
Well, Wild Delight is a family-owned company. We're located in Stephen, Minnesota, which is in the middle of absolute nowhere. And our focus is on providing good quality food. You know, not a lot, no fillers, no junk that the birds are going to waste. We want people to have a really good birding experience. And that's what we're all about.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell the difference between your product and others when, you know, how rich it is with the product that the birds really want, and it's everything that they're looking for.
Right. We you know, I always believe, you know, the cheap comes out expensive. You can buy the inexpensive stuff at the supermarket, the birds waste it, you're filling your feeders more often, or if you buy something that's a better quality, the birds are going to actually consume it, you're going to attract more birds, and it's going to last in your feeders longer. So just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So know what you're buying, watch what the birds are wasting, and try and avoid those mixes, and you'll have a good experience.
And you definitely have a bunch of different high-quality products there. One thing that we can touch base on a little bit today is the cardinal. I went to your website. Right on the front page, there's the cardinal looking at you. And looking ready to eat something. I'm thinking I might want some of that cardinal food. But tell me a little bit about the cardinal and what we can do to help feed it this time of year.
Well, you know what, the cardinal is one of the most desired birds in the wintertime, because when everything is white and bleak out there, all of a sudden you get this nice pop of red out there. So people really want to attract cardinals to their yard. And an interesting fun fact is that usually your songbirds, only the male sings, but in cardinals, both the male and the female sing. I found that very interesting.
That's pretty
cool. This way they communicate to each other. So if the female is on her nest and she starts singing, she's kind of like telling the male she needs more food and he's got to go get it. So they want, usually they like good sunflower, safflower, and most companies, that's where they stop when they make cardinal mix. It's just black oil, sunflower, and safflower. Well, we take it a step further. We throw in raisins, peanuts, and cherries because cardinals like fruit, too. So we cover all the bases. Sunflower, safflower, fruit, and throw a little peanuts in there, too, for extra good measure.
It's I'm taking a look at the website, and it's awesome. You can, one of the things that I was looking at a little early is you go to the bird guide and you click on cardinal, and it'll actually give you a lot of information of what you could actually feed a cardinal for your mixes, which ones would be pretty good for them.
Right.
Obviously, the cardinal food is right on top. I would hope the cardinal would enjoy it, but there's a lot more on there. There's a lot of different varieties, and so not everybody wants a cardinal, but there are a couple others that. Couple other mixes that will gain some other birds as well, so that's pretty cool too.
Absolutely, because we start off with sunflower as our base for our mixes. Sunflower is the number one high desired food by the widest variety of birds, so all our mixes will work very well because of that in itself. But
yeah.
when you're trying to attract cardinal, you also want to make sure you have the right feeders for them too. A lot of times you only see a tube feeder out there, and usually the perches on tube feeders are too small for the cardinals to land and feed comfortably. So cardinals do better on a hopper feeder or a platform feeder. Now, if you only have a tube feeder, they do sell perch adapter rings that'll slide over the existing perch on your tube feeder, making it a bigger landing platform for the cardinals to actually get on the feeders and feed.
Yeah, it's definitely some good information there. And all of these can be found on the website, the wilddelight.com. One of the things that I've always found interesting is, everybody, when it comes to birds, it's usually, this color, that, they're so beautiful, that type of thing. I kind of like that the cardinal, the real deep red that you're looking for, is the male. It's pretty cool. I like it. But I believe that's just to try and show its attractiveness to the female, right? Is that something? Am I just making that up?
No, a lot of males they like to show off and they have their flashy colors. It is to attract a mate. Females tend to be a duller in color, like the female cardinal is a light brown with reddish highlights to it. This way, she's not a target. So when she's nesting, she can actually hide and protect her babies better than if she was a bright red, then predators could really see her, and it would endanger her whole nest and her babies. So that's usually why one of the reasons, other than being flashy and showy for the females, that the males are colorful and the females are a duller color.
Yeah, that makes that's pretty good information right there. Just I like that the reason behind it is they're really trying to protect their nests and everything, and the guy's out there kind of running his mouth by his flashiness. It's kind of like men and women nowadays. The woman's the most important, taking care of the children, that type of thing. Is pretty good. But cardinals are a really cool bird. Lots of colors. Pretty awesome.
Right.
So one more thing we can touch on a little bit that we talked about is importance of water for the winter, right? Our area and your area as well freezes up this time. So what can we do to really help out?
Well, during the summertime, I'm a big advocate of always having a bird bath out there and providing a source of water because, in trying to attract birds to your yard, everybody focuses on getting the correct feeder, the correct food, but they miss out on providing something extremely essential, and that's water. And now winter's coming, what's going to happen, the water's going to freeze. Now, I have, in my yard, I have one in the front yard, one in the backyard, heated bird baths. I call them my birdie jacuzzi. And let me tell you, with everything frozen over, having a water source really brings the birds in. And nowadays, I mean, I remember years ago, you had to be very careful with heated bird baths because if they ran dry, you know, they would melt and they were kind of dangerous. Nowadays, the heated bird baths are so incredibly safe. They don't heat the water. They just maintain the temperature. And I have them running all winter long. And it's something, you know, when it's snowing outside and it's cold and you've got the mist coming off the water and you get a cardinal landing on it, what a wonderful sight that is. But it does, water really brings birds in.
That's a key element that a lot of people actually kind of forget. They always say, all right, I'm going to get a feeder, I'm going to get some food, now I wait.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's not that easy. I've seen a lot of different heated bird baths where you can even attach them to, like, your deck rail. You can have them, you know, it doesn't have to be just your regular bird bath. So there's all different types of options. I've seen them in different colors, everything.
Well, if you didn't want to buy a new bird bath, they do make heater elements that you can put into your existing bird bath and transform it into a heated bird bath.
Well, that's pretty cool. Sam, we thank you for joining us. A lot of great information. I'll make sure to tell everybody about the website on the other side of the break as well. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That website, wilddelight.com. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We got about 37 and a half minutes left, and we'll get as much in there as possible to help you out. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right. First up this hour, we have Bill from Southeast Massachusetts, and he has a coral bark Japanese maple that he has a question about.
All right, Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thanks. I, in June, purchased a really nice 5 foot, 5.5 foot coral bark Japanese maple, and it was doing fine. I watered it because it was a bit of a dry summer last fall, and so I watered it. I live on a well. The water's not great. And when I look up why it is that the ends of the leaves, nearly all the leaves, were sometime after I planted it, were starting to dry out and turn brown. And I, with the internet, would say it's either the water or the lack of the quality of the water, or it could be windburn, because I do get an excessive amount of wind where it's located. And I was wondering if you had an opinion as to what the problem might be.
To be honest with you, I think it has a lot to do with the the weather we had this year. I'd say it's like a little bit of a scorch on the ends. So it's the warm weather, the wind that's with it, the drought issues that we have. Even though you'd be watering, it might not be enough for it. What I'd suggest doing is when you water, I want you to do a deep soaking. Instead of just, you know, having a hose sit there for like 5 minutes, okay, you know, you're done. What I'd suggest doing is taking your hose, bringing it to the spot, and put it on a trickle. And so, you know, a little bit of water is coming out, and just leave it. Let it sit for 15, 20 minutes. And that what that does is it gets a real deep soaking. So instead of just going through and just going all the way through the water, it's going to slowly get into those roots that it needs. One of the things that I always tell people about is if you take like a hanging basket that's really dried out and you put water in it, the water's going to go right through and just go all the way to the, you know, you're just going to see the trickle come right through. It's the same thing with like a tree. If it's really dry, the water's going to go straight through, and it's just going to go right through, and it's not going to sit where it needs to go. So having that deep watering is really going to help it. It's going to slowly get to those areas and really help absorb it. I think that's one of the things that it had a lot to do with, to be honest with you. Wind maybe okay. A little bit. But, you know, I think it had to do with that. The other thing, just a suggestion, is water in the morning if you can. Don't water at night. You know, if you can't do it till night, that's fine too. But the best suggestion I could is deep soaking, watering in the morning, and that type of thing, if that works for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, we thank you for the phone call, Bill. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, next up we have Roger from South Windsor, Connecticut, and he has a question about transplanting small trees.
All right, Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Roger, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a question about I'm going to be moving from Connecticut back to the Cape, and I have some small trees and shrubs that I'm going to be putting in flower pots.
Okay.
And the question is, when I get them back to the Cape, in the spring they're going to be, you know, planted elsewhere. My friends let me put them in her yard. Should I leave these shrubs and small trees, are all 2-3 feet tall, in the flower pots, bury the flower pots, and then just dig it all up in the spring or plant them now in the flower pots, and then when I move them, put them in pots, and then take them, you know. So what's the best? That's my question.
So what I would suggest doing, I mean, you already have them dug up and they're into the pots.
No, I haven't dug them up yet.
Okay, so when you do dig them up, put them, you know, get as much of a root ball, root system as you can with them.
Yes.
So that way, you know, it's not as much transplant shock. One of the other things is water before you do any of this.
Okay.
So water everything that you can, and then go out, you know, maybe a couple hours later to do the digging, because it's going to put the moisture into the plant and help it out.
Okay.
From there, you're definitely going to want to keep it sheltered when you move them. But what we can do is we're about to hit the break. If you hang tight, I'll give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break, and we can go from there, all right?
Thank you.
All right, phone number here, 855-660-4261.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Roger about transplanting. We had touched base a little bit on what he should start to do before he transplants the plants with the heavy watering. From there, once you get as much of the root system dug up and put into the pots, what I would suggest doing was when you bring them to your friend's location on the Cape that you said you were going to store them at, is put them in a protected area, something that's not going to get a lot of wind. I know the temperature is a little bit different in Connecticut than it is, you know, in the northern part of New England or even in the southern part of New England. So keeping it into an area that would be sheltered, not as much wind, not going to do that type of thing. Then once the ground really freezes in that area, you could put some hay around it, some salt marsh hay or some leaves, that type of thing, to keep it insulated. That would be something to do. You don't necessarily have to just replant it, get it there and replant it, because I think you're going to do more damage by shocking it, by planting it again, and then digging it back up, and then planting it again. One of the things I would suggest doing when you do get them to their location, Espoma has a product called Biotone Starter. It's got mycorrhizae in it, which is that beneficial bacteria that helps attack the root system and creating a better root system. It's like the little hairs that you see on a root system. That's what the mycorrhizae does. It attacks the regular roots and makes them so they can get more water, more nutrients, everything. So that's going to help it when you put them into the ground.
Okay.
All right, so I definitely do a few of those things.
Okay. No, I used to live in the Cape, and I moved to Connecticut, and I'm not sure where we're moving to, except house is on the market, and if you wait till, might sell in the middle of the winter, possibly, and then the ground's frozen, so you can't get anything out. So I've been doing a plant migration back to the Cape this fall, and, I've been a long-time listener of your dad's program. I met him once at Country Garden in Hyannis. Seems like quite a nice guy. And I listen in Connecticut over the iHeart Radio app.
Awesome.
My tablet. And it's great.
That's well, great to hear. I know he's listening today. He's on the other side of the microphone today, so it's pretty cool that he's listening to me. It's normally the other way. So that's pretty cool. But we thank you for listening and calling in and enjoying the show. So he'll be back next week to give some more great information. But definitely keep those plants protected. And, use that Biotone starter in the spring to help them out.
Yeah, my friend's got a stockade fence that faces the north. So what I figure I'll do is pile them up next to the fence. She's got a bunch of maple leaves in the backyard. Then, what's your name? I didn't get your name.
My name's Patrick.
Patrick.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of us three boys. But that's a great idea, putting them on that stockade fence there. That'd be perfect. That'll help protect it.
Great. Thank you for your time, Patrick.
All right, Roger. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Anastasia from Laos, and she has a question about a Christmas tree.
All right. Anastasia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I just bought a Christmas tree, okay, and they were advertising at the place I bought it. It's a small one, and I have bought them in the past because it's easy for me. They had them at Market Basket. They came with the stand, and it was so convenient for me because I don't have anybody to necessarily always help me put it up and take it down. So it was small, came with the stand. So I said, that was great. I'll do it again. But they ran out this year. So I found another place that was advertising selling trees with a stand. I said, well, great. I said, how convenient. So I went. And they had the perfect little tree that was convenient for me. They can just carry it with one arm. And it came with a stand. But my question was, the stand. I never saw anything like it. I bought it, so I hope it's okay. It is actually, what it is a piece of wood that the tree is stuck into. And I said, well, how am I gonna water it? I asked the guy. And he said, well, you just keep that wood at the bottom moist, and that's what I've been doing. It's still alive. It still looks okay, but it seems a little peculiar to me. So what is the deal with this? Is this going to work?
It might work as long as you keep it moist. I personally like going to one that has a little bit of a stand where the water can sit, and you can see that the water's going down. You can see that it's really absorbing it. One of the things you could do is just check the bottom. So where the wood is of the cross, just check the bottom underneath and see if it's completely calloused over or if there's really moisture there, and you'd be able to tell.
You're talking about, you don't mean turning the tree around or something.
So at the bottom of the tree where that wooden stand is, just feel the butt of the tree. And feel if there's moisture there or if it's, if it's really dry, that type of thing.
You mean the bottom of the tree where the tree is stuck into the wood. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep, yep.
And just make sure it feels moist. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that type of thing.
Okay.
The other thing you can do just to tell is when you grab the branches of the little tree, put your hands around it and don't be too tight around the branches, but kind of pull back and see how many needles come back.
Right.
If you're noticing that, like, all the needles are falling, then that's definitely not working. If one or two, that's going to happen. But you should be all right. I don't see, too much of an issue. Just the other thing, just keep it away from, like, a really hot area.
Mm-hmm.
That will help it, and that help, keep it going for a little bit longer, that type of thing.
Okay, so just keep, I just pour water on that wood and on the bottom of the tree. I just pour a little water, keep it moist, and that helps, right?
Yeah, just make sure that you're keeping the, that wood there moist because it will absorb through there.
Okay.
But, just check the bottom and do the needle check and you should be all right. But I definitely, personally, I do like to pull the needles to feel if it's there, and if it's not, I would go with something that has like a little bit of a you know, a tree stand that can hold water. So I can see, all right, the water's going. I need to add more water. I need to do this.
Right, right, right.
All right.
Okay, so it'll work as long as I keep it moist underneath, then, in other words.
It should, yeah, it definitely should.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, we got anybody up next?
Yes, we do. We have Anid from Providence, Massachusetts. And she has a question about her red tiger plant.
All right, Anid, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I received this red tiger plant. It's an abuto. It's A-B-U-T-I-L-O-N plant. And I planted it in a pot last year. And when I received it, it was only about 6 inches tall. Now, at the end of the season, it's almost 3 feet tall. And I don't know whether or not I've tried to look it up several times to see if it can be wintered over, because it has a root almost like a I would say like a rose bush, you know, that it's that thick right off the bat. And I don't know whether or not it could be left outside or whether it has to be brought in. And I do have a closed-in porch, so I'm thinking, you know, it might be protected enough so that I don't lose it, because it's a beautiful plant.
Yeah, you said you just got it this year, or was it last year? I'm sorry.
I got it for Mother's Day last year, you know, and like I said, it was just a little sprig, but over the summer, it just grew like crazy. And it has these, like, lanterns, like Japanese lanterns, but they're yellow with a red stripe going through them. And it's just a beautiful plant. But I'm not sure if it can stay out, like, on my porch where it gets – I don't have any heat out there. It's a closed-in porch, but there's no heat.
Okay, this is this is something I'm not too familiar with. I'm not sure of this plant. Maybe it has a different name, and that's why I'm, you know, maybe I just don't know it. But I would say if you got it for Mother's Day, was it in like a plastic pot, or was it like a fancier type plastic pot, or was it?
No, it was in like just a plastic. You know, actually, it was a root plant, and I put it, you know, when I received it, she must have gotten it out of a catalog of some sort. And so when they sent it to me, it had a bare root, and I just put it in a pot, and it just kept building up the pot because it's like a tree now. But when I've looked it up in online, they say some of them is perennial and some aren't. But being that the stem is so thick, I thought maybe it would be a perennial.
Now, you just still have it in that pot? You haven't planted it into the ground?
Yeah, no, I haven't. You know, it's in a big pot. I think it's about 12 inches round.
Okay.
And it's 3 feet high.
Really?
Yeah, I mean it's unbelievable. But it's such an unusual and beautiful plant. I've tried to take a cutting, but I haven't been able to get a cutting off of it. They seem to just sit there in the water and not do anything.
Yeah, one of the suggestions I would do is if you still have it in a pot, it's still just outside right now, and it's, you know,
it's on
going.
My porch. And it's all green. You know, I mean, there are leaves on it, and there are still flowers on it.
Okay. What I would suggest doing with something like that is maybe putting it in a cool, dry place for the winter, allowing it to have some sort of dormant period. You know, enjoy the flowers until they're pretty much gone. Bring it into the house to give it so it's not getting the freezing cold temperatures. It seems like it's more of like a indoor type outdoor. If it's done so well for you in the pot and doing this, I would think maybe trying to keep it in like a cool area, like a basement or a garage for the winter.
Yeah.
If you wanted to leave it, you know, outside, I'm sure you could do that. I'd give it some extra protection, give it, you know, salt marsh hay around the pot, salt marsh hay on top of the plant, around the base there to keep it there, but, you know, make sure that it's later in the season.
I wouldn't keep it outside, but I would like to put it on my porch. But again, you know, I don't know. I've had angel trumpets that I've dealt with, and I put them down in the basement. But this doesn't really say that you can, like, it would go dormant, which, you know, like I said, I can't seem to find any information on it.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, a lot of plants do need a dormant period just so they can get back into the next season. They need to go through the season's changes. They don't, you know, they put out their growth, that type of thing, and then they'll go to the next stage. They'll go to seed and then try to rejuvenate themselves for the next, and they go through a little bit of a dormant period. So I definitely try and almost treat it like that angel's trumpet. I think it's, you know, more of like a in our area, maybe a little bit more of a tropical type, to take a look at it that way and keep it give it that dormant period.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got a couple of minutes left, so we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, first up, we have Jared from New Hampshire, and he has a question about his fig tree.
Jared, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
How you doing?
Great, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Okay, this might be a little out of your wheelhouse, but I figured I'd what the hell give you a call and try it. I have an Italian fig tree my great-grandfather brought over from Italy with him. And my father and I have, the original root. And we used to be able to get cuttings off of it without a problem. And now we seem to not be able to get a cutting off of it to save our lives. And so I just want to know if you had any suggestions. I've done the whole look on YouTube and everything like that. And it just seems every suggestion anybody gives me doesn't work with this anymore. And again, I used to be able to just cut a limb off and stick it in the ground and get a new cutting. So I don't know. I don't know what's really going on with it.
Yeah, have you tried any rooting hormone at all?
I tried Rootone, and that just didn't do a thing.
Okay. So when you're taking the cutting, how much of how big are they usually?
It depends. I have tried taking a root sticker with an actual little piece of a little hair root on it.
Yeah.
But I've also done the 2-year old limb. Second year growth limb in about a foot and a half cutting. So I mean, I don't know. I was just looking for a suggestion.
Yeah, so you've pretty much tried everything. You've tried the root hormone. You've tried to do a little bit. So you just stick it right into soil. You know, you're keeping the watering going like normal, that type of thing. You're not letting it get too wet.
Yep, exactly.
I'm assuming these are all things that you've tried here.
The plant itself, I don't even know how old this plant is, truthfully, because supposedly the original back in Italy is a couple hundred years old. So,
I mean, this is an old plant. So I didn't know. I want to propagate it because I'm getting nervous because we're down to only two of them now.
Okay. Now, are you still taking from the original plant, or are you taking from the other ones that you have taken cuttings from?
Still going on. Well, to make a long story short with the whole thing, my grandmother had it in her yard when we put her, sadly, into a home. My father and I dug up the original root ball that my great-grandfather brought. We split that in half, and I took one, and he took the other half, and it's been surviving like that for years at this point. But it's just, we only have two that we know of in this country, and we'd just like to keep them going.
Yeah, what I would suggest doing is, trying in the spring, early spring, trying to get a few cuttings, trying a few different things. What you can try to do is almost kind of like what you do with seeds to get them to go is get them a little moist, put them in a moist paper towel, and then put them into a refrigerator. Okay.
Okay.
Keep them cool for a couple days, maybe about a week. Then you'll get them out and start to expose them to, you know, the elements. From there, you might start to see a little bit of something coming out of the shoots. If you're starting to see then, that's a good sign. What I want you to do from there is try some of the root hormone and put that onto the base. If it's wet, you know, you want to make sure it's a little bit wet on there to get that hormone in there. From there, stick it into some soil, maybe something, a little meatier soil, not just like a potting soil. A lot of times potting soil is soilless mix. It looks like soil, but it's not really soil, if you will. So maybe grab like a topsoil, so it's something a little bit thicker, something for it to grab onto. And trying it that way. Also, there are some stronger rooting hormones out there. I know Schultz has a really good hormone, rooting hormone. It's more of a liquid than the powder. That might do a little bit for you. You could even try getting the fresh cut, putting it into the liquid, and then trying it that way. Because sometimes a fresh cut, it will absorb into it to help push some root growth. Okay, so those could be a couple things.
Would you try air rooting it?
You could try air rooting. That's kind of what I'm suggesting with the moist paper towel.
Got it, okay.
That type of thing. All right?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, good luck, Jared. And just remember, everything on the internet isn't true. I could be a French model. Well, we thank you for the phone call. My father will be back next week. Enjoy your week. He'll be back, and he'll see you soon. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for joining me.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family?
Show today.
Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice.
Yeah.
Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat.
Of course, you're very welcome. Have a good rest of your day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.